Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. Thank you for tuning in. This, where we actually tape it during a weekday, but so good morning to your Sunday morning. Hope it's a great one. You have a great weekend. You know, we're close to the end of the year. It's amazing how fast things go as I age as well, like you. Time just seems to fly by. I mean, I can still remember January and February and summertime. And it's just amazing. And I don't know whether you guys feel the same way, but it's flying by. And as we all age, including myself, I'm starting to talk to my friends about what's life going to be 3 to 5 years from now. You know, I'm 62. A friend of mine who's 65, very soon, said, what's life going to be at 70? Are we still going to be playing golf? Are we still going to be playing softball? What's life going to be at 80? We're still working, and some of us are not. And we talk about things like, what am I going to do if I retire? That's why a lot of people are afraid to retire or can't retire for whatever financial reason or you know, they don't want to be home all day long with their wife or don't know what they're going to do, sitting on the couch all day long. So it's really about, you know, as this show is called, 65 is 65 the new 45? And that's one of the things that, you know, when I got involved in aging 20 years ago and eventually took over the magazine 14 years ago, I really started thinking as I got older myself, how am I going to be able to retain the lifestyle that I want and loved and who am I? As a person, as a parent, as a husband, as a friend, as a publisher, as a mortgage guy. And so one of the greatest things about Generations Magazine is that I learn as well as you talk to experts in the field, doctors, whether you're a doctor or you're a physical therapist or you're just a healthy aging senior. And like today's guest, David Watermore from Cardiacs, really about how are we going to be able to continue our lifestyle and what is that going to look like? And I met David and Randy Miles several years ago as I heard about anti-inflammatory issues or supplements. I'm a athlete myself, and I've had shoulder issues for years. And I went through physical therapy and aqua therapy with Julie Moon or Moon Physical Therapy. And, you know, to continue that, once the therapy is over, you have to continue your lifestyle. And what does that look like? And what is it going to take? What's your plan? And that's one of the things I pride myself on is I find a plan and I execute the plan. That's really about how we live our best life. And so when I met and looked and understood astaxanthin, the word astaxanthin is something that, you know, I guess David can explain. But that is our guest today. Xanthocin is the supplement. It's a wonderful supplement. I do take it myself. Several of my friends take it. I've done my research. I try different things. And I've come down to xanthocin. But David, welcome to the show. And yeah, please explain a little bit of your background. And how did you get involved with xanthocin in the first place?
Well, great, Percy. Happy Sunday to you. And it's always great to be with you. So I got interested in astaxanthin because as a former biotech analyst and money manager on Wall Street, I was interested in the next new important development in the biotech and pharmaceutical field. And one of the things that I always did as a biotech analyst was visit companies, and companies always wanted to raise some capital. And there was a company here in Hawaii at that time that wanted to raise some capital that came out of the Scripps Institute of Oceanography in La Jolla, California.
And so from that step going forward,
and they wanted to raise some money, and they were producing astaxanthin in microalgae, and they thought it would be marketed best as a colorant, a pigment for salmon feed, because salmon need to be pink. And they had a natural version of it, the microalgal version. And so I went to the salmon feed manufacturers and asked them if they would have an interest in this natural product. And it turned out that they asked me, how much does it cost? You know, what are your costs and how much can you make? And when I told them, they literally laughed me out of the room because they said, come back when you can make 1,000 times at one-tenth the cost.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I had to go back to the team and tell them, you know, gosh, guys, great technology, but the salmon feed manufacturers are not your market. And one of the scientists there said, you know, astaxanthin's a really interesting molecule, makes salmon red. I said, yeah, I know that. But beyond that, salmon without it are smaller. They get more infections. They don't reproduce as well, and they're not strong enough to swim upstream.
Huh.
And so I said, well, time out here. Let's see. There's something very biologically important, profound, actually, that's happening. And it turns out there were early hints of anti-inflammatory activity for astaxanthin. And, of course, it's safe. I knew it was safe because we eat salmon and have for millennia, and it's considered a superfood. So we knew that humans have been exposed to something, and that yet, at the same time, it was a powerful anti-inflammatory. So that was my aha moment. When we came across astaxanthin. But it turned out the microalgal production process was limited. It was not scalable. There were issues with contamination. There were issues with batch-to-batch consistency. There were issues with just being able to have any intellectual property from a business perspective. And so I thought that we needed to create a nature-identical version of astaxanthin that we could make in the lab that had the same safety and benefits as the natural astaxanthin, but make it in the lab so that we had a nature identical, very safe, and economical, and consistent astaxanthin, and that's what I've been working on for a couple decades, actually.
Yeah. So let's back up. So astaxanthin is spelled. If you're listening here, write this down: astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, astaxanthin, and that is a known or a molecule in salmon.
It's what makes salmon red, you know, pink or red, lobster pink or red, you know, shrimp, etc. So it's been part of the human diet for millennia.
And so that molecule, or I don't think you use the word compound, is what creates anti-inflammatory in our body.
It turns out that astaxanthin is used to protect all those animals, and including the microalgae that make it initially, from excessive environmental stress like too much sunlight or et cetera, from damaging pollution, et cetera. And the microalgae use it to protect themselves, and then so do all the other animals that eat it as well. And it turns out the process through which that protection occurs is as an anti-inflammatory.
It must be a lot of animals, like my dog and cat, they're never sick. They can fall down, my kitten falls down, he gets right back up. I mean, it must be super astaxanthin in them. But, you know, and that's why, Dave, when I first met you, when I do research on products, I'm always looking at down the road. I'm 62. I want to still be playing in my, like, if I was in my 40s and 50s. You know, and that's what I love about this product. And that's why I, you know, tell everybody about it, that if you want to stay healthy, if you want to retain your lifestyle, because I'm at an age where a lot of my friends are in their 60s, if not 70s, and they're still being active. However, I tell them, you know, when do you think you're going to quit? He goes, well, hopefully never. Well, you're going to have to quit at some point if you don't take care of your body. And inflammation isn't, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, inflammation is really the cause for a lot of different diseases out there.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely well established, well accepted by the scientific and medical community. Everything from cardiovascular disease to arthritis to kidney disease, even things like cancer and brain diseases like Alzheimer's.
I'm telling you, I wish, you know, we got to get a meeting with the Alzheimer's Association if you haven't done it already.
No, we'd love to talk to them, but brain inflammation is key to brain health, just like cardiovascular inflammation is key to heart health, and joint inflammation is key to joint health as well. So, yeah, and at the molecular level, these problems or these issues are almost virtually identical at the molecular level. We call them different things. We have different doctors, but at the molecular level, they are very, very similar.
Hmm. It's interesting how inflammation is the cause of everything. I correlate it to living longer because I've had my parents, aunties, uncles, arthritis, and I'm not sure exactly how it affects arthritis, but just the impact on our health and living longer is so key, and I wish more people would understand that or even get educated themselves.
Well, it's very interesting. It's very compelling. At the same time, it's pretty new. I mean, we've been working on it for a couple of decades, but in the science and medical world, that's pretty short, actually. And but there is a lot of evidence around astaxanthin, scientific evidence. In fact, there are over 2,500 peer-reviewed papers that wow. That have been published on astaxanthin's various aspects. So it's extremely well studied. And in fact, studies have been done not only in animals, in test tubes, but in people as well. There's more than 50 smaller human clinical trials, more than 20 of which are the double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled, gold standard type of trials. They're smaller trials, so they're more proof-of-concept studies than what you would submit to an FDA or through an FDA process for a drug approval. But that's hopefully coming as well. But this is work that has been ongoing by literally hundreds of people, probably thousands of people around the world, from Japan to Europe to the U.S. to South America. There are published papers from academics and companies in all of those areas.
Have you approached the Japanese market at all? Because they lived longer than that's the oldest country in the world. And I can't remember the figure. They have 100,000 people over 100 or some crazy figure like that.
Well, the Japanese, particularly Okinawans, right. have very significant lifespan advantages because they have an anti-inflammatory diet. They eat well. Their diet includes a lot of fish with astaxanthin and other anti-inflammatories in it. But at the same time, you can... augment what you get in your diet through the dietary supplements like xanthosin that you and I both take.
Yeah, I take it religiously. I try to play golf or softball 6 days out of the week, and so my body's always sore. But let me ask you this: how safe is this product in terms of in a normal daily use? Because I understand a lot of our friends we play tournaments like that, we take ibuprofen or, and it's not, taking a lot of that's not good, right?
Yeah, so astaxanthin is very different. It works in a very different way than the ibuprofens or aspirins or other what we call NSAIDs. And it works very differently. And as a result, it has exceptional safety. There are literally no known side effects of astaxanthin, even at very high doses. And it's been tested formally in toxicology studies in animals. But in humans, there are no known side effects as well. Other than, because it's so red, maybe you get some colored stool like you would with a beet or a carrot or a papaya as well. But that's just the color of the molecule. That's not a side effect per se.
Huh. Interesting. And so... When you've created xanthosin, is that a form of astaxanthin, or is that a compound, or like you mentioned earlier, how is that made?
Yeah, so xanthosin is nature identical astaxanthin, and it is especially formulated to increase bioavailability, which means the amount of astaxanthin that gets in your bloodstream. That's very important because if it doesn't get into your bloodstream, it's just a waste of money. Hmm. And so we did a head-to-head comparison with the industry-leading microalgal version of astaxanthin, and we demonstrated that there was three times more astaxanthin in your bloodstream with xanthosin than with the leading microalgal astaxanthin. So the combination of the three times oral bioavailability, nature-identical nature, it's the same safety as the microalgal version of it, makes it, and of course we're a little biased here, but we like to call it the better or best buy of astaxanthin.
Yeah, I mean, I've tested it early on when I first met you guys, and I pulled a groin muscle. I'm usually out 4 to 5 months. I was back to playing within two. I had many bruises all over my knees, my hamstring, and now my hip. So that's been working great. What's the difference between xanthosin and another different type of astaxanthin? We see a lot. You know, it's amazing. If you, I channel surf quite a bit because I DVR everything I want to watch. And if there's nothing I want to watch that's on my DVR list, I'll search the web or search the TV. All, you know, today so many digital channels. And it's amazing how many commercials you see about healthy aging. I'm seeing more about astaxanthin and anti-inflammatory supplements on the market. What is the difference?
So the difference of all the things that you see other than xanthosin are astaxanthin products that come from microalgae. That's the by far the dominant source. But what we have done is created a version that, again, as I said, that we can make in the lab that has improved precision. It's a better buy in terms of the bioavailability. It's scalable so that we can address a large markets. So it's really kind of version 2.0 or 3.0 of astaxanthin compared to those other molecules. I'll mention, too, that you had brought up Japan, and I talked about the Okinawan diet and all that. But Hawaii has the longest health, has the longest lifespan in the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and so that's really interesting. And what we found in some work that was done at the University of Hawaii over decades was that there is a anti-aging gene called FOXO3 that was actually validated and discovered to be an extender of human lifespan here in Hawaii, at the University of Hawaii, where they measured and took measurements of and followed the medical histories of more than 8,000 Japanese Americans in Hawaii. And it turns out that if you have the most active version of FOXO3, everyone has a version of it, but if you have the most active version of it, you're three times more likely to live to 100 healthy than those who have just the common version.
Wow. Can I get a test on that? How do I do a blood test on that?
Well, that's coming too.
That, you know, really?
That's coming too. Being able to test that hopefully is something that should be available in the next several months of time. Ah. Not quite yet, but it's coming. And we just do it on a research basis now, but in terms of a commercial version of that.
Hmm.
In work we did with the University of Hawaii with one of our astaxanthin molecules, we were able to activate the FOXO3 gene. And that led to the National Institutes of Health being interested in doing a study with one of the National Institutes of Health called the National Institute on Aging, not surprisingly.
Yes.
And that study is underway, and the results look very promising so far in terms of actually extending life in animals. Because you'll never do an actual human anti-aging study, because it'll take 50 or 60 or 70 years
right.
to see who lives longer. But they do it in animals, and they do it in mice, and they look at a potential test agent every year, three or four of them.
Uh-huh.
And we were in the 2019 version of that study, and we're starting to get that data. Like I said, it looks very promising, but it actually is real scientific evidence of extension of life of in mammals. So the science is really starting to perk up around the role of astaxanthin and inflammation in aging itself, as well as in multiple studies for the chronic diseases of aging, which are the main risk factors, is aging itself.
Yeah, that and inflammation, it's amazing. You know, I was on the arthritis board for several years, and I was thinking about the Alzheimer's Association, but at the time, several years ago, a doctor friend of mine, Dr. Rita Bell Fernandez, has said, you know, more people have arthritis than any other disease. Oh, I never thought about it that way. And so I joined the board, thanked Art Gladstone from HPH, and got to know a lot about inflammation and arthritis, and it is so key in our lifestyle. And my mother had it. I think I'll probably eventually get it in my hip, my doctor says. But I want to stave off as much as possible, delay the process of aging as much as possible. It's amazing. I can still think back when I was 42, and I'm 62 now. And obviously, I'm not quite as fast or as strong as before, but I'm trying to maintain a little bit, you know, as I get older. And just to prolong aging and prolong my athleticism and my strength is just so key. And I try to profess that to all the friends of mine I play with and people I talk to, is that you have to start thinking that way. And you have to start doing your own research and talking to people. And that's why I love your workshop. Thanks to you guys did a great workshop at our Aging in Place event last October. And hopefully we'll do more down the road. But it's just so important for people, guys, to listen to the show again. Tell your friends about it. Do your research. Go to their website. Xanthosyn, by the way, is spelled Xanthosyn. And it's just so important to understand. Yeah, I thought I heard about the FOXO3 gene for many years. And the way you explained it, I kind of got a better idea. I would like to do that test to see. I mean, unfortunately, you know, do we want to know the future?
Well, what's interesting is that even if you have the most common, least activated version of FOXO3, it looks like astaxanthin can activate it. So there's actually something that you could not only know, but do something you can actually do about it. You can have an action item, and you can. And what that is taking xanthosyn.
When you said, is it dormant?
It's not dormant, but it is only modestly activated in most people. And the people that have the most activated version of it, and that we know exactly which version of the FOXO3 gene that is, molecularly, those that have the most activated version of it, as I mentioned earlier, are three times more likely to live to 100 healthy than those who have the normal version.
And so if I did a blood test before I started xanthosyn and did a blood test today, because I take usually two or three after lunch and two or three after dinner, what would it show in my blood test?
Well,
layman's term of what it would look like?
Yeah, so one of the most important things that when you look at your inflammatory health is you can measure something in your normal doctor's lab tests that they do is something called CRP, C-reactive protein. And the test for that is called hs-CRP, or high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. And it's a measure of your current inflammation. And so that's a very good test. It's inexpensive that you can look at. We did a study here in Hawaii, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial, again, the gold standard, in a small group of patients, about 40 patients who had high risk of cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular disease itself. And we looked at six different markers of cardiovascular benefit that you would look at in a blood test, including your total cholesterol, your LDL, the bad cholesterol, oxidized LDL, which is the baddest of the bad cholesterol, blood pressure, CRP, and triglycerides. And even though it was a very small trial of only 40 subjects, we saw statistical significance in most of those markers. And so it was you could hopefully see some benefit in these markers of cardiovascular inflammatory health with the right dose. Of xanthosyn, we tested 24 milligrams or two capsules per day, and also eight capsules a day. And eight capsules per day, not surprisingly, did somewhat better than the two capsules. So what we know is that there's not one dose that fits all. You got to find the right dose for you. But you can do that because of the exceptional safety of astaxanthin.
Interesting. This is so interesting, guys. If you think about it, replay it, because Davey's got a lot of great information, but I'm going to replay it myself. But just to thoroughly understand how astaxanthin, the anti-inflammatory compound affects you. And understanding xanthocin is much more broader and more more direct, where it affects your system better. It's just wonderful. And that's why we call the show the 60, is it 65, your new 45. So anyway, we're here with Cardex Inc., David Watermore, CEO. We're discussing about xanthocin, the compound. You can get over-the-counter GNC, I believe, at Times now. David, where else can you get this besides your website?
Yeah, so the website is xanthocin.com or goxantho.com, if that's easier to remember. If you go to xanthocin on Amazon, it's there. You can get it if you like to buy things from Amazon. It's available at GNC stores, at Don Quixote, Marukai, at Times supermarkets as well. So, and probably more to come in the new year as well.
Right, David. We're taking a short break, guys. We're with xanthocin discussing healthy aging, and is your 65 the new 45? We're gonna take a short break, and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy E. Hara, host. We're here with CEO of Cardex Inc., David Watermore, talking about astaxanthin and the product, the over-the-counter supplement that you can buy at GNC, Don Quixote, Times, and many other places, including Amazon and on their website. But guys, you know, as we all age, it still amazes me. I'm 62 now. I have a hard time actually saying that. It's funny when I play ball or, you know, they call me uncle. Like, wow, guys, I'm not that old. Because my vision of uncle is like 70, 80 years old, you know. And it's just hard for me to hear that sometimes. So I just try to play harder and longer and, you know, better. But yeah, as we all get older, I always ask people and my friends, what are you doing to stay healthy? You know, they do a lot of walking. I got a friend of mine that does a lot of walking. That's great. But you also do some kind of a strength building, stretching. You know, I always recommend rolling your fascia. If you listen to our show, go to our website, generations808.com, and find this show with Anthony Crisco about rolling your fascia. That's all this stuff, guys, is good. And even drinking good hydrated water with the pH balance. I started drinking Kangen water several years ago. That's one of the other pillars of how I try to stay healthy. But, you know, then like I said, several years ago, I got on the arthritis board here locally, learned about it, and how inflammation is really the key to a lot of our, what caused a lot of our chronic diseases. And David, I want to talk to you about how it affects your liver. But xanthocin, and guys, I don't have any stock in xanthocin. I just love the product. I don't get paid to do this. But it's just important, guys. Take a look at that. Try for more than a week or a month. Try for a couple months. Do your research. Talk to your doctor. But David, you know, by the way, since I was playing that, what's the doctor's viewpoint or do they recommend xanthocin?
Yeah, most physicians are not advocates of supplements. And the reason for is because supplements usually do not have the rigor behind them, either for their manufacturing or for the efficacy or even for the safety that doctors like to see. But astaxanthin and xanthocin is an exception. We have presented to physician and healthcare professional meetings, often where there's 50, 100, 150 of those healthcare professionals in the audience. And when they see the evidence, the scientific evidence behind astaxanthin and particular xanthocin, they actually stand in line to get samples, which is virtually unheard of in the whole industry. And so I would say that there are dozens of physicians in Hawaii in particular that are advocates of xanthosin that recommend it to their patients. But there's still a lot that have never heard of us, and we're trying to increase the awareness of xanthosin and the importance of astaxanthin to aging gracefully, healthy, and for their overall health as well. So, and many doctors take it themselves, having the same experience that you've had.
Joint. I think joint and muscle function is still very good. You know, I had two shoulder surgeries, 10 years ago now. I'm nearly 100% from 10 years ago. But how, let me ask you, I was reading something on your website. How does it affect your liver?
Well, it actually everywhere throughout the body. It's carried throughout the body, and it helps with the inflammatory health of your liver as well. There's a lot of astaxanthin gets into the liver, and there's multiple studies that have shown the benefits of astaxanthin in liver animal models, and in with studies that we've done ourselves, funded by the National Institutes of Health.
Yeah, and so guys, that doesn't mean you can drink more. Okay, it just means you got to keep a healthy liver.
we're not recommending alcoholic excess. Excess. But there's a lot of evidence around the health of the liver improvements with astaxanthin and xanthosin, even in particular.
We were talking earlier about the mechanism and how it affects your joints and your health. And I remember seeing a commercial talking about how it's just as good as taking vitamin C.
Well, vitamin C and astaxanthin are very different. They're both they're very good antioxidants, but they work in different places. Vitamin C works in your free-floating in the bloodstream, whereas astaxanthin is actually packaged in the liver with lipoproteins called like LDL or HDL, or VLDL, et cetera, and carry throughout the body, and it gets into the membrane of cells, not the outer membrane, but also the inner membranes, including the membrane of mitochondria, where energy is produced in the cells. And it turns out that dysfunctional mitochondria, driven by excess oxygen-free radicals, are actually the cause and actually initiate inflammation that's unwanted. Unneeded. And so when you have astaxanthin gets into those membranes, it actually mitigates and hopefully even at some point eliminate the excessive oxygen-free radicals, what we call oxidative stress, in those locations. And you can see reductions of multiple inflammatory pathways with astaxanthin. So that's why it just goes into those membranes, doesn't do anything unless there's a problem. And that's why it doesn't have the side effects. It's a very different mechanism than aspirin, COX-2 inhibitors, ibuprofen, et cetera. So it works very differently.
Yeah, I don't take vitamin C anymore. Plus, it's amazing how many different types of vitamin C's are out there. I went to the mainland just recently, Vegas. And I went to a health food store. We went to go buy some into Chinatown in Vegas, and my friend wanted to buy some seeds and things like that. But right next door was a health food store, and I walked in like, wow, it's amazing how many different compounds there are for sale. And I don't know if the salesperson wants to sell you something, they get more commission or it costs more or what. But it's just amazing. How do you differentiate between all these different compounds out there versus just like what, three different vitamin D's you can get? Like, and that's why I like taking just one simple xanthosin every day,
Yes. Yeah. No, it's clearly, our judgment, the most potent, powerful antioxidant that you can take. But very importantly, vitamin C does not get into your cell membranes. It floats free in the bloodstream. But it's in the cellular membrane is where all the problems and issues start. And so if you can get something in there like astaxanthin that is a potent anti-inflammatory, powerful antioxidant right in that location. It's like real estate, location, location, location.
Really? I know you, at your workshop, you talk about when you should take it after a meal or a fatty meal. Can you make have our listeners understand what does that mean?
Yeah, it's best to take xanthocin with a meal, not before, not after, but with it. It is absorbed better. It's a compound that likes to get into fat areas, like the membranes of your cells are all composed of fatty acids, and that's where astaxanthin likes to go. And so if you have a meal with some healthy fat, we're not saying you have to eat butter or steaks or bacon or anything like that, but, you know, olive oil, nuts, anything along those lines, the avocados, et cetera, you will get your best absorption. So, you know, with a meal, with some healthy fat.
And so does xanthocin work like, you know, I think when I had joint issues and elbow issues, they gave me glucosamine. Is that anti-inflammatory as well? And how does that work? Kind of similar to xanthocin?
No, glucosamine and chondroitin work very differently. They look to try and replace some of the damage and the material that's there. Studies have been mixed, to be generous, around the benefits of glucosamine and chondroitin. But astaxanthin works in a very different way. It gets not only to your joints, but throughout your body. And the inflammatory process that is occurring somewhere can spread to other places. And people who have joint problems can get brain inflammatory health issues and vice versa. Kidney inflammation can cause problems elsewhere. So what you want is a full body, broad spectrum antioxidant like xanthocin that locates in cellular membranes.
Interesting. I know you had mentioned the Chase. Was that the Chase trial you mentioned where you had 40 people?
Yes, okay. That is.
Are you planning on doing any more trials here locally? Because I would like to put my name on the list.
You know, we got such good results from that we probably don't plan that right now.
Okay.
But we may see something. Cardax also is looking to develop astaxanthin as a pharmaceutical, which would be available at a higher dose, and there may be some clinical trials around that may happen here, or on the there'll be happening on the mainland, of course, as well. But there may be some of those studies available here in Hawaii. We'll keep you in mind.
Yeah, on the back of this. But, you know, as we all age, and what I've noticed just recently, even from the Biden administration, not make it political, but, you know, their new financial package they put together and their increases to better Medicare plans out there. I think at some point we talked about in the past that you were thinking about if Medicare could approve this over-the-counter supplement to be part of their plan and reimbursable. Wouldn't that be a great for all seniors?
Well, we would love to see that. Obviously, that would help our company out a lot if something like that happened. And we certainly, you know, continue to work on trying to make something like that happen. But as we all know, Uncle Sam moves pretty slow. But the new data coming out regarding, you know, our anti-aging data, as well as the plethora, really, of research now that's been done on astaxanthin. I think hopefully in the future that is what will happen in regards to reimbursing through Medicare or through your regular medical insurance if you're too young to have Medicare.
Yeah, I think that's really going to be important. Like I said, everything we're looking at today is all about blood circulation. We're trying to do inflammation. Rolling is one thing to create blood flow, and that's really, really important. I know you got to leave pretty soon. You got to take another call. But, David, what would you tell the normal person? If I met you on the street, I don't know nothing about xanthocin. What would be your guidance for me and how I should improve to be 45 to me? 65 is my new 45.
Well, what we've found is, what I would say is that the scientific and medical community is now, there's a broad consensus that inflammation plays a very big role in aging, itself. And in fact, there's a word for it. It's called inflammaging.
Inflammaging. I like that.
Yeah. And, the scientific world came up with that. And the key to address that is to eat in the right ways. You know, Okinawan diet, Mediterranean diet, all the same. You know, eat your vegetables, fruits and vegetables, minimize meat and more fish, et cetera. So everybody knows that already. But in addition to that, you can augment your inflammatory health regimen through supplementation. And there's a ton of evidence supporting that approach. And you can do it easily and simply, as you're doing with xanthosin. It's been thoroughly met and professionally, precisely manufactured. It's exceptionally safe. You have the comfort of a lot of physician advocates here in Hawaii who understand it. You can determine whether it's helping you or not and find the right dose for you. And most of us, as we age, tend to have issues, whether they're joint and muscle function, cardiovascular issues, brain issues, kidney issues, et cetera, et cetera. And there's something you can do about it now.
Yeah, I tell everybody, like, the magazine is built about being proactive. It's amazing how many people are so reactive. But guys, take it to heart, 3 years research, you have to be proactive. Because like they said about Alzheimer's, we had them on a show several months ago, is that the black up, the plaques and thing built up, it starts 20 years prior. So that's why I'm trying to be doing it now. And I started my late 50s and 60s just to stop and trying to get that taken care of now, because by the time you reach 80, 90 years old, it's too late already. You might be able to slow it down a little bit, but you're not going to be able to stop Alzheimer's. So we're just trying to slow it down as early as possible, not only with your liver, but with your heart disease. It's just amazing, and your cognitive ability. But David, thank you so much. I know you got to head off, but thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great, Percy. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. Aloha.
Aloha.
So, guys, that was David Watermo from Cardax. That's the maker of xanthosin. And like I said, I'm not getting paid to sell xanthosin. I don't get a commission or anything like that. I just try to find great products out there, test it myself before I mention anything in the magazine or on air. It's a great company. They do workshops all the time. Go to their website. If you want a workshop or you want them to do a presentation, give me a call or email me, percy@generations808.com. My number is 808-234-3117. And it's something that, like I said, we've been talking about healthy aging for years. And I just tell everybody, take it to heart. Action. Take action. Take it in your own hands and learn what you can and just do it. If you can swim, swim. If you can't swim, roll your fascia. Drink good water, and xanthosin during a meal is so critical in how we're going to move forward in our lives. It's hard to believe, life expectancy is 80 plus, just over 80 years old. I think by the time 2030 comes around, it's going to be almost closer to 90. So whether you like it or not, it depends on how you want to live your life. You have to take it to heart now, as early as possible. Even if you're 50s, start doing that. A lot of guys I play ball with, we never stretch before the game anymore. Now we do. You never saw people running around the field before the game, stretching their legs out. Now we do. It's amazing. And look at all these CBD things that people are taking. It's crazy. But it's so important. And so take it to heart. The November-December issue is out. It's called A Gift from the Heart, featuring our local Hawaii Blood Bank. It's so important to understand we need to give back to the community. We definitely need to understand how important it is to be able to be a donor. And a true story about, 25 years ago, maybe longer, I started giving blood. And I was waiting at the Dillingham office, and on the wall there, I'm not too sure if it's still there or not, there's a bunch of pictures, and I've seen, started from the bottom, started looking up, and second to the top of the row was my own father. He was, I can't remember the name of it. He's going to give blood for, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years. He came back at 50-something. So maybe about 30 years he would give every week or every other week. And so it's really, really, we're trying to help out the mission of the Blood Bank of Hawaii to be able to promote giving. And we all need to serve our community in some form or fashion. We all need to give back to the community in some form or fashion. But giving blood is huge. And so we feature some donors. We feature some programs. And as always, we always are just trying to get stories on aging, how to live a better life. On page 27 is a great article about gardening and people with dementia. As we all know, music helps with people with dementia. They kind of perk up when they hear music, especially music that they know. Great article from Rosalani Place on Maui about caregivers. As you know, this holiday season, there can be a lot of scams out there. So we have a great article about some of the most recent scams that we're seeing. If you text me, please put your name, because people always text me and they don't put a name. They don't ask me a question or can you give me a direction or a contact for this or that. It's really important to give your full name. Let me know what it's about thoroughly. It's really important. It's really important to, when you email me, please, you have to have all your information, including a phone number, not just an email. I try to verify all contacts that are sent to me. I've been getting scam texts all the time. Luckily, my phone, for whatever reason or not, it'll block certain texts because they know it's a known scam or spoofing or junk text. And this holiday season is a time where the people prey on seniors. It's not good. Not good. Vivia is part of O'Kelly Home Care. They have created a program where it's less hours per day, more targeted care. And they use caregivers in a certain community, like whether you're in Kaneohe or Kalihi or in town or Hawaii Kai. They have caregivers that just go in that area. It's a great, great little concept, and I love that. I drink coffee every morning. Now we're saying more. People are saying it's more of an antioxidant than previously thought. And it's now a health food, especially for older people. Obviously, don't drink 5 cups a day, but I think 2 cups a day would be okay. But talk to your doctor. I'm not a doctor, but talk to your doctor about that. Telemedicine is here to stay. You know, if you can't do it yourself, talk to your kids. Take some time to learn about that. It's really important. It's the future. I was talking to my wife the other day. Electric cars are the future. I'm looking at an electric car next year. We just got to make sure there's enough electric charging stations out there. And as you know, dark chocolate is the big thing now. But we have a nice article from Hawaii Dental Service talking about sweets. I don't like popcorn or otter day because it gets in my teeth. I stay away from those. I rather have light, soft chocolates personally for myself. It's just easier on my teeth, and I have to pick it out, all the things in my teeth. Is a time can be very stressful for families. So emotional wellness is huge. And there's an article from Kaiser Foundation about emotional wellness. Please take it to heart and talk to your families. If you want a third party, come in, give me a call. We can refer somebody. If not, I can do some counseling. But it's just huge. As you know, there's a new Medicare plan in Hawaii called Devoted. You can talk to your insurance broker, like Financial Benefits, Margaret Copeland, and then you have the Medicare Buddy app there. I have not seen it, but I've heard about it. I heard it's really, really good. So I would test it out. But I would, from Martha Clopin in the magazine, she has a good article on Medicare. And I do recommend people giving, but be wise about your charitable giving. Scott Mulcahy, counselor at law, has a good article about that. And like everything else, do your homework. If you have any questions, contact us. And just take it to heart about scams out there. There's so many scams out there, so be careful. Lastly, and hopefully in the future, we'll talk more about grief and bereavement and hospice. This time of year is very difficult, I know, for families, but seek out services from the hospice agencies. Try and be proactive in that, because keeping it all in is sometimes not the best thing for you to do. But talk to your professional, talk to your pastor, talk to your doctor, talk to your children, but talk to a medical professional about that. So, guys, it's been a great year so far. It's almost over. We're in November now. So I hope you're living your best life. My new acronym I started about a year and a half ago, after seeing so much trauma in everybody's lives, is YOLO. You only live once. And, you know, we want to live as long as possible out here. So, guys, take it to heart, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the time. Look out for next week's show. Don't forget generations808.com and also our Facebook page on the Generations Magazine will detail what's coming up for down the road. So, anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. As always, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.